far as my eyes could see. You're by the cold stone. Oh, my darling, where can you be? As far as my eyes could see, but my heart was cold as a winter storm. Oh, my darling, where can you be?
Second verse.
Three shallow walls, two candy cane windows. The city's moon melts all those inside. Everyone's on fire, but I'm snowing way down in a blizzard. Where are you, Mr. Hawkins? Start to stutter, can't you tell I'm doing fine? It was my baby talking, she's way down Causeway border. I still wanna hurry to you, and I've been a fool, and I'm tired of crying.
Oh, I forgot the song.
Thank you. Come on, boy, back, man. Oh, okay, big city.
I said, let's play it. Let's play it. Fuck all this shit.
Gone to my baby.
Lord, everybody get
a bright
together.
Light. A big city.
Big cities.
Gone to my baby's head. I don't know what's wrong with my baby, but the big city gone to
her.
I bought her to the big city. She done goddamn wrong. Lord, bought her to the big city. And she done goddamn wrong. I'm gonna take her back to the country, boy, where she belongs. A bright light, a big city. Gone to my baby's Lord, bright light, a big city. Gone to my baby's head. Don't know what's wrong with my baby, but the big city gone to his head. Yeah, a hood house, a hood house.
It goes flat again.
You can always count on White to come through in the clutch.
Just then the telephone goes home.
soon. And stupid Annie, clean out of my mind. A room in the candle peeped out of his feet. The Audi in the sun throws snowballs at my windows. Birds and airplanes flying through the hall. Sing like him. Must turn the page right here. Well, I'm riding through L.A. on a bicycle built for fools. I see one of my old buddies, and he says, you don't look like the way you used to. Snowballs at my windows, birds and airplanes flying through the besides all that, ain't too much happening at all. All the fiends trying to steal honey from my flowers.
choice. I don't mind as long as it.
That's all.
Mind as long as it. Seems like you don't need.
Must turn the page right here.
Well, I'm riding through LA on a bicycle built for fools. I seen one of my old buddies, and he says, you don't look like the way you used to. He says, look like you ain't got no coins to spare. I just pick up my pride from underneath the payphone and comb his breath right out of my hair. Yeah, but sometimes it's not so easy, especially when you're only friend. Sees, looks, talks, feels like you, and you'll do the same, just like him. Well, I just got out of Scandinavian jail, and I'm on my way straight to you, but I feel so dizzy.
What is this? Look at this beat. Oh man, what am I, in a circus or something? I mean, what is this? What is that even? I love, what is this? Disturb herself from her sleep. As all sleeping drunks disturb themselves as they sleep. Oh, anyway, this room is really beyond my imagination, or say this, beyond my world of the imagination. something like me. He says, you better turn that record over. Take all sounds out of your head. You better scream for some kind of relief. I say, man, dig, I've been screaming. I've been screaming. I scream waves of acid. Scream waves of speed, scream waves of drugs themselves, tea, coffee, milk, cigarettes. I scream, and while I'm talking, I see my reflection, and I can't see my own reflection, what else? What else? Isn't there anything else? He said, let me see your friends. Scream out the reflection of your friends. And you know, I'm the screams. This million lions trapped in the Grand Canyon. Scream out. Friend, come tell this idiot to get the hell out of me and get me the hell out of this damn mirror room. Every time I turn around, I see nothing but, you know, what I'm talking about. Man, he says, scream your love again. I scream hard as hell. Love, please help me. Even if you are nothing at all, just help me. Well, I feel right now that I'm less than that. Somebody, please help me. So he says, start all over again. I say, oh, love. Laughing to the south side of the candle that's flickering some kind of way, man. I can't even tell my feet from the sawdust on the floor anymore. I can see through that. His wife says, yeah, well, I can see that. Throughout my mind. And as I stand here now, I look over my shoulder, see a beautiful young girl laying in my bed. She's so beautiful. And I mean, have I found a basic to start by all over again, maybe? I turn back around and look again. And I think we are a baby. You mean? Thank you. What is this? Who could this be? Oh, man, what am I, in a circus or something? I mean, what is this representing? My loved one is this disturbed herself from her sleep. Because all sleeping drunks disturb themselves as they sleep. Oh, anyway, this room is really, really, really beyond my imagination, or say this, beyond my will of the imagination. This room is full of mirrors. There's no door, no windows. Not even a carpet as where I could vomit out my other thoughts. The only thought I have now is this room full of mirrors. Top, bottom, left, right, front, behind me. See, but this room, it's nothing but mirrors. And with this room being nothing but mirrors, I can probably tell you that there's a certain person that comes in here. Certain times he comes through, and he looks something like me. It's strange. I don't even know him. He brings his friends in. He brings my whole world, my whole day and night in. And he comes in with me. He comes in not on a horse, not on a carriage, even, not even a car, or what is it, vehicle, or even an airplane. He just comes. He changes millions of times. He turns around and around in circles and drives me completely out of my mind. There are very, very interesting things that he tells me. He says, I am him and he is me. And I say, yeah, okay, I accept that for right now since I have nothing else to do. And he says, man, you really are in need. You need to scream, but your voice is not high enough to scream what you want to scream. I said, man, dig, what do I want to scream? And as I say this, the mirrors are beating the hell out of my mind. I feel like my mind is hung up on a clothes rack up against anything's wall. He says, man, I think you better scream hard and scream long and call out your loved one. And I just smile while I'm sitting on the south side of this room. I say, dig, I call my loved one. And he says to me, you better call it a lot of because you will be lost very soon. trans-dimensional stage, you will be lost in vacuums. This is no. I swear to Saturn, don't please me. For I'm already in vacuum. Scrapes my hair against it. And he says, you better scream and call. I scream and call. What else can I say, man? I scream and call my best. I say, okay, love. Where's my love? My love comes into my imagination, not to my eyes, for I can't see my love. I want to so desperately, so badly. I want to grasp onto anything besides myself. I turn to the world. What does the world have to offer me except pats on the back, shaking hands, making plans? He says, you better turn that record over. Take all sounds out of your head. You better scream for some kind of relief. I say, man, dig, I've been screaming. I've been screaming. I scream ways of acid. I scream ways of speed, scream ways of drugs themselves, tea, coffee, milk, cigarettes. I scream, and while I'm talking, I see my reflection, and I can't see my own reflection. What else? Isn't there anything else? He said, let me see your friends. Scream out the reflection of your friends. And you know, on the screens, this million lions trapped in the Grand Canyon. Scream out, friend, come tell this idiot to get the hell out of me and get me the hell out of this damn mirror room. Every time I turn around, I see nothing but, you know what I'm talking about. Man, he says, scream your love again. I scream hard as hell. Love, please help me. Even if you're nothing at all, just help me. For I feel right now that I'm less than that. Those words coming through the mirror to my front. And I snatch and break, smash in frustration. Somebody help me. Somebody please help me. So he says, start all over again. I start all over again. I say, oh love, laughing to the south side of the candle that's flickering some kind of way, man. I don't know. I can't even tell my feet from the sawdust on the floor anymore. I can see through that. And somebody says, Yeah, brother, I can see that. Throughout my mind. And as I stand here now, I look over my shoulder, see a beautiful young girl laying in my bed. She's so beautiful. And I mean, have I found a basic to start by all over again, maybe? I turn back around and look again. And I think pretty hard. Hey, baby. You mean?
Girl 13.
Can you guess what it is yet? Actually, it's something very rare and special. A demo recording of Jimi Hendrix on the acoustic guitar. Next Thursday, alongside the likes of Paul McCartney's Bathroom Door and the urn in which John Lennon used to hide his stash man, Sotheby's are auctioning the two-hour tape. We spoke to their rock expert, John Bagley, about this choice chunk of musical history.
Tapes anything original from Hendrix is extremely rare. To have a recording of him playing acoustically is such a boom for a real collector.
Well, I've listened to about 2 hours of them, and they're exceptional because not only are they acoustic and he's just playing by himself and with some accompaniment occasionally, but mostly just by himself, but they actually relate to a period about with his girlfriend Faye, and they're actually called the Faye Tapes, and it's his sort of meandering through various lyrics, but her name keeps on cropping up, and it's truly great Hendrix.
Acoustic was a single song on the soundtrack to Rainbow Bridge, which makes this tape very tasty indeed. Next week we'll let you know how much it actually fetched. And in just 11 days' time, it's the 25th anniversary of the death of this most creative of all rock guitarists. This Sunday night here on Radio 1, there's a documentary called Wink of an Eye, which follows Jimmy's last European tour and includes lashings of rarely heard performances.